The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
Tell the audience that this has not been personally easy for you either, has it?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, currently right now, and like for instance, my marriage, it's definitely an issue. My husband's, I guess, happy for me that he's doing it, happy that I'm taking my kids like to church with me. My daughter's in a Catholic pre-kindergarten type of class. She's going to other people refer to it as Sunday school. I can't remember. Catechism of the Good Shepherd. That's the class that she goes to on Sundays before and after Mass. But with my husband, he's pretty much going the opposite direction. And then I have my mother-in-law who, you know, quote-unquote Catholic, but, you know, is a fan of the current Pope. I'm dealing with her other two kids, so my husband's siblings, one being, as I have mentioned to you before, was my husband's sister, now is my husband's brother. Another brother has come out as being gay. So a lot of even just family turmoil of everything having been connected to the faith and, I guess, you know, really testing me converting. And I think what it really has done, though, is made me more wanting to be a part of the faith and to follow it.
Hey, Ashley, when you say he's going the other direction, what do you mean exactly, your husband?
He's really questioning whether or not he even believes in God.
Okay, yeah.
Now, this happens, David. I got to say this with kid gloves because I know your husband, and he was the listener that told her to listen to me. So he's the listener from Old Station Old Country that told her that, hey, you ought to be listening to Mike, you know, and you move on to this new thing called the Crusade Channel. So, again, 6 degrees of King, dude, you see it right here for real time.
Well, Ashley, just understand this. So, you know, the struggle that I think he's having probably is something much deeper and much more personal that he's just not being able to deal with right now. He needs lots of prayer and lots of, you know, dedication, I guess, and understanding. I don't know him, obviously, so I can't make any observations as to what the cause might be. But I will just say, be very careful. You know, your marriage is extremely important, and your marriage is a sacrament that requires great care and love, right? And so, because I've actually seen, as strange as this is, I've seen these faith issues drive marriage is either completely apart or so damaged that they'll probably never recover. And I always remember Chesterton, when he was considering converting, how he held off for a number of, I don't know if it was months or years, because his wife couldn't conceive of the idea of leaving the, you know, the English church and going into the Catholic church. And I always, when I read that, I was shocked, thinking, well, golly, you know, you got to worry about your own soul. But the way it's described, it's so beautiful that he cared too much about his love and about
Francis.
Yeah, about his sacrament that he just couldn't leave without her. In other words, he couldn't cross the
tide. But finally he did.
Oh, well, he did. Well, they went together, virtually together.
No, she went I know the dates. He went on July the 26th, 1922. She went on All Saints Day, 1926. It was 4 years.
Well, then,
according to Pierce in the biography,
well, she must have given him the go ahead or something. Or enrolled.
At his confirmation.
Right, but
they went to the same priest, Father Darcy.
Right. For a long time, though, he would not even come. So just like I just use that as whatever instruction it's worth. You know, build the relationship while you're building your faith, I guess is the point.
And you know what, Ashley? Others will tell you this in the chat room if you private message them or just talk to them. Others will tell you this because a lot of people that are right where you are, we all have to pray for our spouses.
All the time.
You know, wives are, what was that book that Kathy LeBlanc was reading it, and she shared it with the ladies when, after Mass one Sunday, she was reading this, she goes like, gosh, I'm reading this book, and I'm going like, I stink as a wife. I didn't realize how much my husband was relying on me to do, you know, to do this or that or the other to support him. So David is right. Don't give up on J-Man. And you know what? You should send Melissa Linscombe. You should send Melissa a note and ask for him to be added to the Crusader Monastery prayer list.
I should do that, yep.
Because, look, the bad guys are a Senate. They don't like what you're doing.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't like what you're doing. They're about to lose a soul, and they're pulling out all the stops. So what your in-laws are going through, in my mind, is, I think, directly related. We won't ever know, but it seems to me that it's directly related. So pray for your husband. We all will.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to CrusadeChannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca, having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.